Hello, it's Richard here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Ree Chakraborty. We continue our news items, which include an experimental 20 mph speed limit to cover an area of the city. But first, a mother of three has told how her windows were splattered with blood after a horror stabbing in a nearby park.
A man in his 20s suffered knife wounds after being attacked in Pointers Field near Pengrove in the city. He was taken to the Norwich and Norfolk University Hospital for treatment, but his injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. An 18-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident and taken into police custody. A woman who has lived in the area for 12 years was horrified to find blood smeared across her front door and splattered across her garden and walls.
Final details of the multi-million pound scheme to transform one of the busiest junctions in Norfolk will soon be revealed, and highways bosses hope to seek planning permission before the year is out. Changes to the Thickthorn roundabout on the edge of Norwich are a key part of a £300 million package of improvement work on the A47. The work could cost £50 million and could go on for 2 years. It's not yet clear how traffic would be managed while work is done. Highways England put forward preferred routes in 2017. Their proposals included new link roads connecting the A11 South to the A47 East via underpasses and a direct link from the A47 westbound to the A11 southbound. But they acknowledged that they needed to find a solution to deal with fears about potential rat running in Cantley Lane South, so put forward two options. Suggested solutions included a new bridge over the A11 connecting Cantley Lane South to the B1172 in Heatherset, or a new link road with an underpass beneath the A47 connecting Cantley Lane South with the Roundhouse roundabout at Cringleford. The consultation will run for 6 weeks and will include a number of events in and around Norwich to give people a further opportunity to help shape our plans before we seek planning consent later this year. That's a quote. If permission is granted by the Planning Inspectorate, then work could start in 2021, with the new scheme open in 2023.
Female skateboarders from all over the country showed off their high-flying skills at a snowboarding event in Norwich. Girls and women of all ages and abilities threw themselves at the sport for the third annual Wicked Sisters event at the Norfolk Snow Sports Club, NSC, in Trouse. Created by NSC instructors Jessie Graves, Lydia Bennett and Mark King, the women-only event featured taster sessions for beginners, freestyle sessions and snowboard techniques. The event was also attended by representatives from snowboarding brands and shops who joined the women down Norfolk's only dry ski slope.
Scores of schoolchildren have taken to the steps of City Hall in Norwich to make their voice heard about climate change. For the third time, youngsters involved in Youth Strike for Climate made their presence known in the city centre, occupying the City Hall steps. The protest saw more than 100 young people taking part, taking the day off school to send a message to the government and local authorities over climate measures. The children held signs aloft, clapped and chanted as a number of speakers rallied them. Among the speakers was Tom Abbott of Norwich Greenpeace, who said the turnout demonstrated the devotion of the children. He said, "These children feel as though they are too young to get their voices heard any other way, but are so concerned about the situation in the UK and the rest of the world. Some of them are missing exams to be here, which shows how important it is to them."
People living a stone's throw away from a city park have complained of being plagued by noise from frequent summer events. Residents in Chapelfield East, near Chapelfield Gardens in Norwich, say the noise is so loud it can be heard through earplugs. They have complained of screaming festival goers and thumping loud music, which goes on well past midnight, as well as bright strobe lights flashing through their windows. Gordon Marriott, aged 80, moved to the street in September 2016 after his wife Gillian, aged 84, became seriously ill and could no longer live in their house in Sheringham. But her condition has worsened by the loud noise from the events that take place in the summer, said Mr. Gordon. He said moving to another location would be too stressful for his wife after their big move from Sheringham, and that they had spent a lot of money on adapting their ground floor flat. Norwich City Council is responsible for licensing and monitoring events at the gardens. When contacted for comment, they said they were unable to. The objections to the noise were also shared by couple Ben Kirkup, age 29, and Kate Makin, age 24, who live in the same block of apartments. To quote, "Last year it was a lot worse," said Mr. Kirkup. "We have earplugs to sleep, and you can still hear it. On weekdays it goes on until 11:30 p.m., but some weekends it's until 2 in the morning." After contacting the festival, they were told efforts were being made to mitigate the problem.
Disruption, which will close roads around a key Norwich roundabout for weeks, will be worth it, say council leaders, because it will make it safer for cyclists and pedestrians. Further details have been released about the upcoming £700,000 work on Earlham Five Ways roundabout and the diversions which will need to be in place once it starts. Work to change the layout of the roundabout will begin on Monday, June the 3rd, with the Transport for Norwich project aimed at cutting accidents at the junction. The work will see the roundabout's central island resized, new toucan crossings, new lighting, traffic islands, a new raised table and a 20 mph speed limit in Gypsy Lane. And Mike Stonard, Norwich City Council's cabinet member with responsibility for the Transport for Norwich partnership, said, "This work is specifically to address road safety issues in the Earlham Road area. It's in direct response to higher than average accident records at the Five Ways roundabout, which show cyclists to be at highest risk of personal injury. It's important that we continue to source DfT funding for projects like this, which significantly improve major cycle routes and hopefully encourage less confident cyclists to take to the road more regularly. We apologise that there will be disruption while the changes take place and would like to thank everyone for their patience. This has been programmed so most of the work will be over the school and university summer holidays to help reduce the impact."
A former hall once used by war veterans and their families, which has been closed for years, is to be transformed into an exciting £2 million hub for the whole community run by YMCA Norfolk. Jubilee Hall on Aylsham Road, Norwich, was once used by the Royal British Legion, but has become a target for vandals since it closed its door in 2014, despite a hard-fought campaign to keep it open. It was hoped the building, which was bought in 2015 by the Lind Trust, might have reopened last year after ambitious plans were unveiled by the Norwich Jubilee Centre Charitable Foundation, the NJCCF, in 2016. But it has since been taken over by YMCA Norfolk, which has confirmed it is to breathe new life into the building as a community hub, which is set to open next year. The newly refurbished centre will be open to all the local community to enjoy and will offer a range of services with a particular focus on families, including a daycare, nursery, cafe and soft play area for 0 to 11-year-olds. The development will also see the YMCA move their offices to the site as part of a longer-term commitment to the area. As a local charity, YMCA Norfolk will be investing money made from providing these services back into local community provision, reduced dependence on public funding that is becoming even more scarce. Tim Sweeting, YMCA Norfolk Chief Executive, said, to quote, "We are really excited to be announcing our plans to invest £2 million in the future of part of Norwich. As an organisation founded in Norfolk in 1856, we are committed to strengthening communities over the long term and believe the provision of education, employment, positive activities and leisure space will really make a difference. The refurbishment cost is estimated at £2 million. The Lind Trust has donated the building and £500,000 towards the cost of the refurbishment work, while Norfolk County Council has awarded £200,000 to the project. The council funding comes in recognition of the huge community benefit that will be sustained over the many years of its operation. The funding was agreed in February 2018 as part of the council's capital programme, but the YMCA will be launching a fundraising campaign to raise £800,000 towards the remaining costs of the exciting project.
More than two dozen Norwich streets will be covered by an experimental 20 mph speed limit from next week to test if drivers will slow down even without traffic calming measures. The experimental order for up to 18 months will cover roads in the Eton area of Norwich, with council bosses saying that the aim is to slow traffic, make the area safer for cyclists and pedestrians, and to improve the environment and amenity of the area. Council bosses had originally proposed a permanent 20 mph zone with traffic calming measures, but people living in the area were not convinced that roads such as Greenways and Church Lane needed traffic calming. One resident said that it was using a sledgehammer to crack a nut, and officers suggested the unusual step of putting in an experimental 20 mph limit, but without any traffic calming. The order will be open for consultation for 6 months, and the trial can be in place for up to 18 months, although a decision on whether the order will become permanent will be made before that date.
A Norfolk State boarding school has retained its outstanding rating from inspectors. Wyndham College Boarding Provision was judged to be outstanding in two of three inspection criteria following a visit by Ofsted inspectors in May. They said the school, which has 569 boarders amongst its 1,298 students, was an, to quote, an environment in which children absolutely flourish. Leaders and managers were said to be dynamic and ambitious, with high expectations of the children, the staff and themselves. The inspection report added that while the safeguarding team had developed, there were still improvements to be made in record keeping. Wyndham College head teacher Dan Browning said, to quote, "I am extremely pleased that the report not only highlights the outstanding academic progress that our students achieve, but also the excellent opportunities and experience that form the heart of our Wyndham Life Provision."